too lazy to register an account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Madison Walker. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about David Dao. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
He won 6 Golden Melody Awards, the Taiwanese equivalent of the Grammys, including the award for Best Chinese Male Singer and Best Album. He was the first debutante artist to be nominated in 5 categories following his debut album of the same name in 1997. Titan Lineage is a song about Tian Tang, which was released on October 22 and adapted from his 2002 hit, Black Tangerine. 6 more studio albums followed, including Goodbye. He has also released 4 more albums with live concert recordings and a compilation of his best songs. He toured extensively and performed throughout Asia, the USA and Canada. He is also a prolific composer and songwriter who writes songs for other artists such as Amei and She. In 1997 he released his first self-titled album David Dao with the help of Wang and Taiwanese producer Jim Lee at an independent label named Shock Records, founded by Taiwanese pop singer Jin Ruwei Yao and her husband. The album set a record at Taiwan's 9th Golden Melody Awards for the first album of a new singer and was nominated for a total of 5 awards, Best Newcomer, Best Singer, Best Producer, Best Song and Best Album. David Dao received his education in Taiwan in kindergarten and at the Bethany campus of Morrison Academy in Taipei. His parents returned to Taiwan after his father began his singing career, so that he could complete his education abroad in the United States. His last studio album was Goodbye, in 2013 and his last single, Mars Baby, in 2017. He is known for his signature style of R&B tunes that truncated rock beats. For the first time this year, Taiwanese singer-songwriter David Dao became a father. He is due to release a new album this year. His 4th album, The Great Leap Forward, earned him 4 nominations at the 17th Golden Melody Awards and won the prize for Best Album. He is known for hits such as Airport, 1030, Blue Moon, Closer to You, and Black Tangerine. Tao's songs express Dao's voice of love in a neglected society in which more and more people today are more concerned with money and drama than love and equality. Warner Chappell Music has extended its contract with Chinese mandopop R&B artist David Dao. Between mandopop, R&B and rock, Dao has released 7 studio albums, most recently Goodbye. Since 1997, he has won 6 Golden Melody Awards, making him the first debutante artist to be nominated in all 5 categories of the event, after being exposed to her ex-boyfriend, Taiwanese actor and singer Li Wei, last week in intimate bedroom photos. Chinese songwriter Li Yimou made headlines yesterday for exposing her other boyfriend, Taiwanese singer-songwriter David Dao, as a cheat. Some of the chat lines and screenshots believed to be evidence of the 45-year-old David's affair circulated online last week and showed a conversation between an unnamed woman and a person named David. A chat with David Dao and founder and CEO of Barbend. Listen over and over again as David and his team differentiate their content from the rest of the noise and how to monetize it. David has evolved from a humble journalist, health and fitness journalist and consultant to a brand that produces health and fitness content and as co-founder and CEO of Barbend, his passion for weightlifting has turned into a profitable business. Discuss how to build a media company, find market gaps, create your own niche, create unique and valuable content and develop Barbend into a leading news source for power sports. David is responsible for setting up and implementing a training and development platform for consultants working with companies in the Asian market. Prior to founding Barbend in 2016, David spoke about his company's difficulties as a new company, at least that's what David Dao did in 2016 when he founded Barbend, a website dedicated to weight training and exercise. Barbend's network of experts consists of physicians, trainers and researchers who help verify the accuracy of the content, select training courses and review topics. Through Barbend's numerous media partnerships, he serves as a color commentator at national and international weightlifting competitions such as the Reebok CrossFit Games. A veteran of the health and fitness industry, he has more than a decade of experience in building and leading editorial teams in the industry. I am excited about the project we are working on and the opportunity to work with writers and artists from different backgrounds and cultures. Here, David talks
about his experiences as a weightlifter in trucks, warehouses and snow sheds in Boston and the wonderful community to which he belongs. If your IP is not banned by a person, it is banned by the firewall using an automated algorithm. If you think you are doing nothing to justify a ban, that is most likely the case. Our automated prohibition policy is not perfect and can be too strict, and some IP addresses are forbidden by accident.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Madison and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.